Tonight, the God who fights our battles. If you have your Bible, take a moment and go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. If you want to just listen along, that's fine too. The God who fights our battles, part 1. This is an interesting record in 2 Chronicles. We aren't going to take the time tonight. However, in part 2, I will be taking it a little bit further, a little bit deeper, and I'll be doing that on Sunday morning on the conference call along with everyone in San Diego. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, reading from the ESV, it says, "And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's." You know, on occasion I read what we would call devotionals. Maybe you have a favorite one. But recently I ran across one, and it was such a blessing. And it's really in the context of this particular topic. And this is part of what it says. Rain tears across the pavement, batters the windows, and distorts the view as I push myself into the morning. Shortly after I rise, I'm reminded of the physical, mental, and emotional strain I'm sludging through, my heart constantly heavy from the burden I bear. It all feels insurmountable, impenetrable. The thorn in my side doesn't dislodge. I am weary and worn out, my faith on the brink of surrender. But the sun streaks suddenly through the sky, pushing back the rain clouds that give way to rays of light. Nothing about my circumstances shifts in this moment, but a steady knowing grows within me. My God sees, and he understands, and he has not left me to flounder through life on my own. The Lord is fighting for me, and he is at work because he hears the cry of his child. You know, sometimes the pain of this world or our own personal suffering can corner us and fill us with a fear that we never thought was possible. It almost feels like the enemy of our souls is charging towards us and that there is no stopping the advance. But the God of our fathers stands ready with power and might in his hand, making a way. If you're there in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, let's look at verse 6 in the ESV, where it says, verse 6, "And said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you." And so, in this record, we do see the Israelites in a similar position as what I had shared before. We're trapped, their enemies marching against them, a mountain of armies that were descending upon King Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel. Fear was palpable throughout the city, and a great alarm was raised. What did King Jehoshaphat do? When all the armies were marshaled against him, all the circumstances seemed so impossible, what did he do? Well, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 4, he called the people from every town in Judah to stand with him at the temple of the Lord and inquire of God. And this is what he prayed in verse 12. "O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." the people stood and they waited and they placed their lives and hope in the Lord in an act of unbelievably great dependence. The Israelites had nowhere to turn except towards God. And maybe sometimes, too, our situations can be so dire that we come to that absolute end of ourselves, unable to see a way through. But we have a saving grace in God. He hears our cries, and He is mighty to save. When the Lord spoke through Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, He responded with compassion and authority, both of which are incredible characteristics of one who comes to save. In verse 15 of 2 Chronicles 20, it says, "And he said, Listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God." And I'll tell you, sometimes it seems so personal, doesn't it? Like we're the only ones going through something. And it's so unique and special, I guess, to our situation. And so it's always good, no matter who we are, where we're at in these situations and circumstances in lives, to be reminded of this simple truth. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord. And does He tell us to pick up our stuff and run away? No, He tells us to hang in there. He tells us to turn and face our hardship. We don't run from it. We stand with our eyes towards the fear, the situations that are unresolved, the crumbling walls around us. But then, guess what? We watch. We watch for our deliverance with faith, fastened to God, who will and does make good on His promises. He promises to be with us when we face our battles, wherever they are. Today, the sun will stay, and I will take hold of what I cannot see. By faith, I stand and face the turmoil, believing that the battle is the Lord's. He goes before me, making a way. He promises to fight for us when we turn our hearts to Him and seek Him. And seek His voice. And we pour out our helplessness to Him and let Him move against our enemies, those hounds of hurt, confusion, and fear. So whatever your struggle is, lay it before the Lord. Have faith in Him. Give thanks. And keep a posture of humility and gratitude even before you see any changes. And I might say, especially before, because He is faithful and His deliverance will come. Because as we praise, He is at work. He is always at work. Pray with me, please. Father, sometimes I feel like I am cornered, my back against a hard wall with no way out. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed and fearful. But You are my God who sees me and responds because You love me so much. Please help and come to my situation and rescue me today, Father. You're the only one who can fight this battle, and You are strong. I'm so glad You go before me, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.